Cradle to Grave, Detective K. Hunter Crime Series, Book 8. Written by Rachel Amphlett. Narrated by Alison Campbell. Chapter 1. Michael Cornish placed his hand on his young son's shoulder as they crossed the footbridge over the River Medway, mindful of the hidden dangers from the dark waters below. The seven-year-old hadn't stopped talking since they'd left their house in Luce half an hour earlier. At first he'd been sleepy, grumbling about being woken at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then, as Michael had checked in his rearview mirror that the boy had fastened his seatbelt properly, Daniel's face had broken into a wide grin, his sheer joy and excitement at the prospect of spending the day fishing with his dad evident by the questions peppered from the back seat as the car had woven through the roads towards the river. Michael knew it wouldn't last. It was this fear that now kept Michael's attention on the narrow, stone-covered path that snaked away from the blue railings of the bridge and along a public byway at the water's edge. He couldn't shake the thought that he only had a few more years left before Daniel decided that hanging out with his dad on a Saturday morning was the last thing he wanted to do. Fear turned to sadness, a preemptive grief. "Dad, look!" Michael turned his attention to the heron that rose into the sky. "We scared him, right?"
"He'll be back, don't worry. I've seen him here before. Mind your step."
He tightened his grip as Daniel stumbled, then righted himself. As they walked, Michael turned his gaze to three boats on the far side of the riverbank, varying sizes of cabin cruiser that bobbed on a gentle current, colourful hulls offset by white decking. In all but the first one, the curtains were closed, the owners away or enjoying a lie-in. A lone figure sat on the back deck of the first cruiser, an older man who wore a baseball cap as he polished a brass trombone, the metalwork gleaming in the sunlight. He raised his hand in greeting as they passed. Daniel waved back, grinning.
"Do you think he's going to play that, Dad?"
"I hope not. I don't think his neighbours would thank him for it this time of the morning. Maybe he was playing in a band last night or getting ready for tonight."
"Could we hire a boat one day?"
"Of course. We'll have to check with your mum first."
"She could come too. She'd like it."
"You're right. I think she would."
"Will I catch anything?"
Unperturbed by the terrain, the boy swatted his bamboo pole fishing net at a patch of stinging nettles they passed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?